The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. The background for today's gospel passage from St. Matthew, as has been the case for the last several weeks, is the rejection by Israel of Jesus' preaching. The kingdom of heaven has come into their midst, yet many cannot recognize that Jesus is the fulfillment of all of God's promises, that he is a gift of divine compassion given to them so that they, as well as you and I, might live. And specifically, Jesus is showing us not only what his kingdom is like in itself, but what it means for us personally. And he does that by giving us a snapshot, among other things, of two men whose lives are suddenly completely transformed. The first one that he mentions evidently is someone who's plowing a field that is not his own. He's evidently a hired laborer, someone who has spent his days worrying about how he's going to make ends meet. And as he plows, he uncovers a buried treasure, which will set him free from the chains of poverty and uncertainty and allow him to live a life to the full. The other one he mentions in a parable is a merchant, a businessman, who probably spends long hours traveling, suffering, looking all the time for a deal that will free him from this schedule of long hours working, looking for a deal that will give him some kind of security. And finally, he finds the pearl of great price, which will enable him to enjoy a certain measure of prosperity. Something like that happens to us when we enter fully into Jesus' kingdom, when we make up our minds to follow Christ, to seek to obey his teachings, to make his friendship our highest priority. We put ourselves under his protection and guidance. When we do these things, we basically become full citizens of his kingdom. Our relationships, our actions, our decisions, including all those that we make at work, and certainly in our families, they take on a transcendent meaning. They're all connected in one way or another to eternal life. We basically free ourselves from the frustration and meaninglessness that comes from living for merely passing and superficial pleasures and achievements in this life, because we have found something infinitely more valuable, a personal growing relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord and King of heaven and earth. And that relationship is our treasure, our pearl. That relationship alone can give us profound joy and satisfaction that we yearn for in the depths of our hearts. In today's second reading, St. Paul points out yet another reason behind the incomparable value of our friendship with Jesus Christ. It turns tragedy into triumph. In Paul's words, we know that all things work for good for those who love God. Paul didn't say some things, he said all things. A beautiful Jewish story illustrates this reality. Rabbi Akiba was once traveling through a dangerous country, and he had with him a donkey, a rooster, and a lamb. And at nightfall, he sought shelter in a village, but no one would take him in. All that God does is done well, said the rabbi, continuing on towards the nearby forest where he would spend the night. He lit his lamp, but the wind blew it out. All that God does is done well, said the rabbi. The next morning, he discovered that his donkey and his rooster had been devoured by wild animals. Yet, still, he said no more than, all that God does is done well. But a bit later, he learned that a troop of the enemy's soldiers had passed through the forest that night. And he thought, if the donkey had brayed, or if the rooster had crowed, or if the soldiers had seen his light, he surely would have met his death. The rabbi said again, all that God does is done well. If you and I love God, keeping him first like the farmer and the merchant that we heard about in the parables, then he can turn even our misfortunes and our tragedies, big or small, into triumphs, because we will give his omnipotence room to work. When we don't love him, when we don't order our priorities, or if we even rebel against him and flatly disobey his teachings, doing things our own way, we basically are removing ourselves from the protection of God. The purpose of God's plan, writes St. Paul, is that Jesus be the firstborn of many brothers, that through and in Jesus Christ, you and I become sons and daughters of God our Father. And certainly we who are baptized can all say that each of us has already found the treasure of friendship with Jesus Christ, or perhaps better said, the treasure of friendship of Jesus Christ has found us. Jesus has more and more that he wants to give us, more and more that he wants to teach us, which is another way of saying that his grace is for us a lifetime adventure. So the parables in the gospel remind us of at least two ways that we can grow in his friendship. First, we can simply by accident stumble upon a new treasure of grace. We might think of it as a coincidence, and that's what happened to the farmer in the field. Coincidences are, in fact, hidden workings of God. So we've got to be alert, we've got to keep our antenna up, or we might miss out. And the second way that we learn from the parables, we grow in his friendship, and finding treasures of Christ's grace is by looking hard for them. Like the merchant in the parable who worked, struggled, traveled, hoped, until he found that pearl. In our spiritual lives, we can actually spend years struggling on something as simple as just trying to pray well. We certainly can spend years struggling to overcome some sins. And what does Jesus say to us? Don't give up. Don't give in to discouragement. another pearl of great price is waiting for you. So just keep going. And Jesus has more to give you and me. He's still writing the story of our lives. He's hoping you and I will always trust in him.